5'8 junior Walker Foley, and number 25, a 6-foot junior, flowing locks of love and hair, Connor Gettle. John Mooney, first thoughts here from USA.
My first thoughts is Mr. Defense, Nash Morton. Is he going to draw DeMarcus Palmreuter? If he doesn't, I'd be disappointed.
Tipping off for the Reese Rockets in their road maroon jerseys. I'll call them retro shorts. A little bit on the shorter side. I like it with yellow and white stripes down the sides and R on their shorts. Reese in script across their chest in yellow and as well as yellow numbers. USA in their home white uniforms. Patriots in red across their chest. Blue numbers with red outlined stars and stripes down the sides. Tipping off for USA, Nash Morton. For the Reese Rockets, that would be number 4, Jake Rao, who would be 6'4", Nash Morton at 5'9". Reese would be going left to right across your radio, and the tip is 1-2 Palmreuter in the Rockets, and it's tipped out of bounds by Landon Zimmer, and Reese will get it underneath their own hoop right side of your radio.
Palmreuter was going in for a layup, and all of a sudden, Zimmer was there.
Palmreuter inbounds underneath their own hoop right side of your radio, and it's stolen away by Landon Zimmer. Here's Walker Foley, first turnover for the Rockets, out to Connor Gettle for 3, left wing, off the mark, rebound long into Landon Zimmer's hands. He pops a 3 right wing. This one's in and out, no good. And rebound, Reese Rockets going the other way. One rebound apiece for each team, and they try and pass it into the corner to Isaac Johnson that goes out of bounds. And Reese with 2 quick turnovers in this game. We played 22 seconds.
Tanner Tuberbush was just a little bit too much ahead of himself for the cause of that turnover. Anyways.
Nash Morton gets the inbound. John, I believe he's wearing new basketball shoes tonight. At least different shoes from the other night.
I wonder if they have better grips.
And Nash Morton gets a screen from Ryerson at the top of the key to the left wing to Connor Gettle. Has Palmreuter on him. Goes down the left block. Goes up strong.
Whoa.
2-for-2. 7:21 left in the first. And USA strikes first. 2-0.
Palmreuter getting some instructions from Coach Kern.
Connor Gettle, the first points of the night. USA with a 2-point lead. We played 1 minute. Johnson at the left wing starts his dribble, passes back up to Palmreuter. Tom McKee against Nash Morton over to the right wing. Feeds it to the skip pass to the left wing. Johnson pops a 3. This one's good.
That bodes well for the Reese Rockets.
6:56, and now Reese has a 1-point lead, 3-2. USA trails by 1. Connor Gettle at the left wing. Back up to the top to Ryerson, looks at the baskets, feeds it inside, and they're going to say tipped. No, it's Reese ball. That'll be the first turnover for the USA Patriots.
Both teams are showing a little bit of the jitterbug out
no
there.
No kidding.
They got to really settle down and get into the game.
6:36 left in the first. We've had a collective 3 turnovers between the two teams, and 3-2, Reese leading the USA Patriots. Tanner Turbush across midcourt, left, right, across your radio. Into the corner to Johnson. Back to Turbush. Has Foley on him from a distance to Palmreuter, right wing, Nash Morton guarding him. Skip pass into the corner, Johnson dives inside the lane to the free throw line. Rao takes the jump shot, and this one's good. 5 points for Reese, 6:14 left in the first. It's a 5-2 lead for the Reese Rockets. Nash Morton against Turbush at the right elbow to Foley. To the top to Ryerson, he pops a 3, and this one's in and out, no good. Rebound though, Nash Morton inside the paint, goes up strong. High off the glass, no good. Rebound still loose, and Brechtelsbauer lost his footing, fell to the floor, and that will be a travel. USA ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. 5:54 left in the first. 5-2, Reese leading the home team, the USA Patriots.
Reese is showing man-to-man out of bounds.
Nash Morton inbounds to Connor Kettle, feeds back up to Foley, to the right wing to Ryerson. Ryerson against Rao. Out to Landon Zimmer, top of the key. He has Isaac Johnson on him.
That figures. Best defensive player that Reese has is Isaac Johnson.
Ryerson dives down the left side of the lane. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound, though. Goes up strong. This one's off the mark as well. And rebound finally brought in by Turbush. 3 rebounds for Reese, 2 for USA. Turbush right inside the lane, and he traveled with it. 4 turnovers for the maroon and gold. But they still have a 3-point lead, 5-2. 5:27 left in the first quarter.
Tanner Turbush has 10 speeds of fast, but he's just going to have to go back down to what maybe 4.
Connor Gettle inbounding. Reese showing full court pressure. Palmreuter in his face. Feeds it into Nash Morton against Turbush. Nash Morton getting across midcourt. Dribbling to his right, to the right wing, trying to get into the hands of Landon Zimmer. Nothing there. Ryerson now has it. Dribbles to his left to Connor Gettle. And we have an offensive foul. This will be a push against Walker Foley. That'll be his first And the first team foul for the USA Patriots. In fact, that's the first foul we've had tonight. 5:13 left in the first. And we have a substitution coming in for the Reese Rockets. Number 15, Levi Foco, as well as number 12, Darnell Davis, a 6'4 senior. Replacing Brechtelsbauer, as well as...
There's a little confusion out there.
There's six players on the court right now.
Oh, that's technical.
They're trying to square this one away still. So Brechtelsbauer was inbounding. Everyone thought he was sitting on the bench.
At least Darnell Davis thought he was. He wasn't sure he was supposed to go in or not.
So Brechtelsbauer now sits down. Officials trying to square this one away. Looks like there's going to be no technical called here. Mark Gainforth getting the explanation. Not really too impressed. 5-12.
Well, that's something he probably hasn't seen in a long time. USA is kind of showing like a 1-3-1 zone, making sure that that Nash Morton is on the same side as DeMarcus Palmruder.
Jake Rao also sits down, so Reese going a little more agile front. Johnson takes the three left wing. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Connor Gettle, and here comes USA trailing by 3, 5-2. 4:55 left in the first quarter. Connor Gettle, top of the key to left wing to Ryerson. Against Darnell Davis, back to Morton. The mystical USA chant fires out for the first time. At the left elbow, Nash Morton takes the jump shot. This one's airmailed, brought in by Landon Zimmer. Zimmer in the corner, trapped. Now into the right block to Foley. Opposite block to Nash Morton. Skips it out to Connor Gettle, the left wing. Inside the lane, the floater is up and rejected by Bound. The rim gets his own block, gets his own rebound, but he stepped with out of bounds. And this will be a turnover.
I think he had something in his mind that what it was going to be, and it didn't match what reality was.
Six turnovers between the two teams. 4 for Reese, 2 for USA. 4:27 left in the first. Still Reese 5, USA 2. Darnell Davis left wing to Johnson, same spot, going against Landon Zimmer. So the Turbush against Walker Foley, back to Palmruder, left wing against Nash Morton. Goes down to the baseline, pulls up for the short-range jump shot, and this one's good. Palmruder's first points. We have a timeout called by USA. It's a 30-second timeout. 4:10 remains in the first. Reese 7, USA 2.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Come out of the 30-second timeout called by Mark Gainforth. The Patriots have just sold 2 points tonight. Reese with 7. Their largest lead of the night, 4:05 left in the first. Nash Morton cross midcourt against Turbush. Dribbling at the right wing now. Strong matchup there. Up to Landon Zimmer, and we have a whistle, and it's going to be a block, and they're going to say this is going to go against Reese. As Walker Foley was trying to set the pick, and he was plowed over by number 11, Isaac Johnson. That's his first and Reese's first as well. USA ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. They trail by 5 points, 7-2.
Isaac Johnson's playing me and my shadow on Landon Zimmer. It's quite a good screen.
Inbound to the left wing to Ryerson, up to Connor Gettle, top of the key. To the right wing, Nash Morton. Looking down the low post, nothing there, though. Back up to Landon Zimmer, pops the three, top of the key. This one's good.
And there wasn't much room.
Landon Zimmer gets on the scoring points with now 5 for USA, 7 for Reese. Palmruder against Nash Morton. Dribbling around the perimeter, into the corner, feeds it down a low post, and the double team comes in. Connor Gettle tips it out of bounds. It'll be Reese ball. Far right side of your radio. Levi Foco is the intended receiver there. Palmruder will inbound underneath their own hoop. Right side of your radio. 3:35 left in the first. 7-5. Reese over USA by 2. Palm Ritter inbounds to Turbush and is stolen by Walker Foley. In transition, goes